Kum lenin ablat gemara. Okay, so you remember the Mishnah we learned of Tzadik Des and Beis, that if there was a road that people, you know, traversed your property and got it through adverse possession, and then you decided to give them another path through your field. So the new path you gave them becomes theirs, but the original one is still theirs. And we wanted to know why. So we gave three different answers. One is that we're goyze, that maybe next time you'll give them a route which is much more difficult. Or talking about you actually did give them a route more difficult, otherwise you would be koina. Or we had Ravashi, whatever route you gave them, for certain people it might be an advantage, for some other people it would be disadvantageous. So we're up to the Gemara, two lines on the top. Fredi Gemara, v'lei meluhu, why can't he tell these people, shaklu ditchu v'havu l'yadi? Okay, he said, you know what? You're not giving up the original path that you have, kufa m'ralaf. You're not giving up the original path that we had, then why don't you give me back what I just gave you guys? Says the Gemara, first Gemara says, hamani rabbelezer, he will say that the author of our mission is rabbelezer. The Tanya we learned that Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Shur Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda Sanein Rabbi Lezer, Rabbim Shur Bidur Derech La'atzmam, if a multitude of people, you started using a path through somebody's property, Ma Shur Bidur Bidur. So whatever they took, even though they did not get permission from the Balabais, whatever they took, they took. Right now the Gemara thinks, it we don't know why, but we'll see in a minute. Freddie, what I understand. Rabim Gazlonim, you know what I mean? Because it's a Rabim, therefore they're allowed to be Gazlonim, where they just walk into somebody's property, take away his path, and they walk in, that's it. They're allowed to. So the first answer about is Amarabel Gidl Amarav. So Gidl says, name Rab. What's Pshat and Abelezer? Not Stam the Veltanine, they come in somebody's property, take it away. We're talking about a case where the Rabim have a right to go in. Why do they have a right? They used to have a path through that field. They just don't remember where that path is. We had a machlek in the end of Ksuvah between Armon and Admon and the Chachamim. Somebody used to have a path, and then the guy he sold, you know, one guy owned four fields and he sold to four different people, or four guys owned fields and they sold to one person. We had a machlek is there if the person who used to have a path through the guy's property can say, hey, I'm entitled to my path or not. And the Shailiski, each person says, you know, go to the next field, why should I give you through my field? But over here, I already had a route, and for whatever reason, we forgot where it is. So we take a route, and we decide to give, because we already had a right to be here, we're not considered gazlanim when we come over here. Says the Gemara Yehachiv, so you're telling me that this makes sense what he's saying here. That let's go to Rashbam first. Because often the Rabbi says a parallel to the Gemara. Says the Rashbam, the Mekom Mokem Urchi Is Legabe. You definitely have a path by you. But you have a Kayach Rab Mekayach Yachid. There's a difference between a Rab and a Yachid. When it comes to a Yachid, we had a Machleik in the Gemara. Even the Rabbi said a Chaveder Lo Yivre Matzah. You can't go on your own. Elo Ibe Bezdin Ibe Shish Bala Sada. He either has to go to Bezdin and try to get Bezdin to grant him a road, or he has to go to the owner and negotiate. Avo Rabim. And Rashbam says, interesting thing. A Rabim is kebezdin dumbu. A Rabim, they themselves, if a Rabim have a right, they can make their own decisions because they are considered a bezin. The man minayu mazmin lahay lebeidina. Who's going to take you to din teira? I'm not exactly sure. What about the original, the person who owns the field? He's the one who has a taina. But I guess once you have a Rabim, the meat have to follow the Rabim as if he's part of the Rabim as well. So therefore, he doesn't say. He doesn't say. It's just an interesting expression. Sounds to me that anything to do with the communal matter that a rabbim decides, they themselves can make the decision. That's what we had in Gimbor Basin. You have Zayin to the year, or you have the Rav has to agree to give it a stempel. Yeah, but there wasn't a rabbim there. Yeah, true. True. Yeah, just interesting, yeah. So Choshke and Madach in this case, surely now Mishnah. What happened on Mishnah? The Balabas himself granted them the path. Therefore, surely he gave them the right. Miu Shaloyla Higiu. He doesn't in any way lose his original path. Why? They can't sin and lay. We can't sin. We shall not them that accountant. What Ravashi learned is whatever you gave them, it might be advantageous to those people who live on that side of the property, but those who live on the other side is disadvantageous. So we can't sin you for being a nice guy, basically. We can't see being a nice guy. We don't let you take back the original road, but you can't sue for that. You don't lose. Sorry, we don't let you take back the road you just gave them because you gave it to them. but neither can you do you get back your original road. Freddy Gemara, it's such a svara that it's talking about there used to be a road to have a right to take it back. So why? Okay, it wasn't Rav Gidlom Rab, but the Rabbi Rav Huna, when he heard Rabbi Lezer Pshat, he said, Amar Rab, ain't Allah Rabbi Lezer. Allah is not like Rabbi Lezer. And it's also ultimately the name of Rab. Now, the way Rav Gidl, Amar Rab learns Pshat in Rabbi Lezer, everyone will be murdered. Why would anybody argue? What do you mean the Halach is not like Rabbi Lezer? The Gemara, man, the Masniha, le Masniha. That this Talmid who learned the name of Rav, that he said that Allah is not like Rav Lezer, does not learn. We're talking about a case Shibidul and Derech, talking about a case where the guys came on their own and they took a road. So the Gemara, the time of my Lachayda, since according to the second version of Rav Barav Huna, that Rav Lezer is not talking about a case where they lost the field, but he's talking about Stam. The rabbim came in and took a new path. What right do they have to do that? What that gazloni time of my? What's the word? Bishum Rav Yehuda. So we answer because Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Yehuda. Meitza shechziku by rabbim. If you have a boundary or a road that the rabbim took it over, also the kalkuli. You cannot ruin it. Now all the mafreshim have a hard time with this gemara here. We asked the question before in Abba Lezer that what a rabbim could be ganovim. And we answered because of Lunderich. Now you're telling me that according to Rabbi Barav Huna, we're not talking about a case of Lunderich. The time of Ma'i, so what kinyon do they have? How does that answer the question? But they're Gazlonim. A Gazlon has a kinyon because we made a kinyon there for what? It's ours.
So that's a general question on any
Rabbi Barav Huna. Yeah, it was a question. But if they went without permission, normally we learn they went through the field, you were quiet for 10 years, whatever it is, and then she was Meichel. But we're going back. If this is a continuation of the previous case that we asked the question, Rabbi Gazlanu, and then we gave a new answer of Landerech, and now we slugged it up, at least according to Rabbi Ravun, doesn't agree with that pshat. News, if they don't agree with that pshat, goes back to the original question, Gazlanu. So therefore, Mashal wants to say that, therefore, we have to say that when the Gemara answered before, that he was Meichel over the time, but that whole shit will apply even according to Rabbi Lezer. We misunderstood Rabbi Lezer. Not that Rabbi Lezer learned that Rabbi just came in and took it on. They took it on, and he was quiet for a while.
Means actually stealing.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not stealing it.
They are. If I walk into trespassing, that's stealing.
That's trespassing.
That's stealing. Of course, if I take over you, you can't plant now in that field. I mean, I stole some of your land. Yeah.
That's all we can say.
Okay, right. Gemara. So surely the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, because you know, in the case of our Mishnah, not only did you come in without permission, I actually gave you this new field. So therefore, they're kind of. Freddy Gemara, but how are they koina? What kinyan, by walking on the land, how does it become theirs? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi, my koina, how are they koina? The Gemara be lucha, just by walking on the land. Where do you find a kinyan just by walking? We know there's keser shtar chazaka, and chazaka means no bogeder, right, and so on and so forth. Where do you find that walking is a kinyan? So we had it in the beginning of our basa. Detanya, hola, bala, or kolorach, if you walk just the length and breadth, koina, you are koina, mokka, mi lucha, that area that you covered. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Because words alone is obviously not the kinyan. Do a maisa. The maisa is the walking. And the chachamim aimim ein hiluch moel klum achi yachzik. Halich is not worth anything until you actually make a chazaka. What's a chazaka? The Rashbam by 8 lines in middle wide lines. Achi yachzik. Lahashva is karka lecharisha. Either you level the ground so you can plow through it. Or you know the god of potter's koshu. Or either you put a lock or you made a fence or you breached it somehow. It says in the beginning of Bekama, what's a chazaka? Mechidayish haMitzri. Rashi learns it when you walk on the boundaries to see where the boundaries are. So the Rashbam learns different pshat. Love be hiluch ma'ir. I don't mean just walking. Ela b'hagboas haMeitza. Dayish haMitzri. He said means you're actually lifting up the boundary. The dasha karkel lesaker is haMeitza. So you're plowing. Dayish is plowing. You're plowing the land. You're going to put rocks to create a boundary fence or something, and just digging to create a boundary fence, that already is considered a chazaka. What's Rabbi Lezer's svara? Where do you find that walking is a kinyan? The chesiv it says by Avram Avinu. It says, "Kum, stand up. He's halach ba'aretz. I want you to walk through the land, la'orka l'rachba, through length and through the width. Ki l'cha'et nena. This land, that Yisrael, belongs to you." So therefore, we see klar that's a kinyan. He told Avram to walk through it. But you have Rabbanon, they hold walking is not a kinyan. What do they do with this pasuk Avram? Hasim over there, mishum chavivusa da Avram who took a amalei hachi.
out of his love for Avram, David told him to walk through the land. Should be easier to conquer for his grandchildren. What in the world is he going to answer? Very difficult Gemara. Look at Rashbam. See if it makes any easier. Rashbam. So what exactly is he saying? Kadeshi, the first thing. He said, because if Chaviv is to Avram, he told him, now remember this, walking according to Rabbanan is not a kinyan. So why you tell Avram to walk? For the chavivas of Avram to make it easier for his enikolach to be kainer. What does that mean? Says the Rashbam, first wide line. Kidei shehei noyach, dahavilu ki yoshin. The Eden are like yoshin from Avram. V'loi ki gazlonim. They shouldn't be treated like gazlonim. V'loi yehea yoyea reshus l'satan l'katrig. Rashbam has a fascinating shot. That the purpose was not to make a kinyan. The purpose was to silence the yetzer hara, the malach hamavis, or the satan. He'll have a pesach pe, the Eden don't deserve it. Or the gazloni, like the first Rashi Chumash. They say, no, they're yashing it from Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu walked over the land. So Avram Avinu might have made another Kenyan. Avram Avinu might have made another Kenyan. Yeah, but that's like on top of the land. That's not a Kenyan. Kenyan is something you're doing to protect the land or improve the land. You build a fence to improve the land. You're plowing to improve the land.
France was completely different from their walk.
Yeah, so he's saying here, so the way Rashbam clearly learns, what Kenyan did he make? When Rabban Hold walking is not a Kenyan.
So how would that be?
In other words, it's already, he made another Kenyan, but he wanted the world to know. How? No, Avram made another Kenyan. This is the way the Parshat Pshat and Rashbam is. Avram made another Kenyan. But he then told him to walk the whole length and breadth of Israel to say that you should know that I own this whole land because of the Kenyan I made. So the Sutton, when the Eden will get it, don't say that the Gazlonim knew. They're yashing it from me. That's what Rashbam is saying. Other Achareim try to learn different pshatim, but it's a hard thing here.
It's a kind of flip side of what's one of the times we have against Amalek, because you're the one who kind of opened the door for other going, you know, who's been kind of chaplain with you. So you're the one who started it.
The first Rashi we had in the Chumash, they're all cocked again. List him at him, you know, you took our land away.
But the list him to that, yes, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says there. The Gemara is saying something else. Rashbam is clearly saying this. To avoid the tainta that you guys are Gazlonim, they're Yoshin from Avram Avinu. How Avram was kind of through Kenyan, but he walked the whole length and breadth to show the Satan, this was to show the Satan or the Goyim, that it's my land. Why is it my land? Not because of my walking, because of a Kenyan that I did. Others limshat, no. We had a Gemara of Memtesa Bomitzir that if you give a promise to somebody, Matan Muetis, you're not allowed to change your mind. And even Machlei Rama Shmuel, if you have to keep your word, but Matan Muetis, you have. Legabe de Ebishte, Ejisrol, any part of it, anything is a Matan Muetis. So therefore, it's not the walking, it's the Tzuza, the Cho Et Nena, that made it Avram's. And he just walk it so everyone will know what I gave you. So they learned that Lechot Tenena is the Kenyan, the Matana, and so on and so forth.
When there was this need in the very beginning to prove that it was ours, also is that
the beginning? And today we don't have to prove it's ours?
No. Is this because Hashem knew what would happen in the same age? Is
that we had the same problems then, nothing changed.
There shouldn't have been a need to prove it.
This
today's Hatayim Atzmur is a good time to learn the Gemara. The three properties that in the Torah that we actually rightfully own are the three properties we don't own, have no control over. Shechem, which they gave to Avraham, and Behestas, and Moros Machpelah, Chevron Machpelah, and the third one is Machpelah, and the third one is no, I forgot to remember. What? Harabais as well, yeah. But see, David Mel didn't conquer Yerushalayim in his lifetime. That was the. But it's the irony of it. I'm saying a bit better. We have a contract. And yet the Graham don't recognize it. So you don't get. You have billions of people don't get it either. Anyway, let's go back to it. It's all part of the sign. It says this is one of the tenets.
How does a Melech acquire land? He wages a war and he throws out the previous leader. Then he becomes an honest. He's got to do a mace.
They talk about with the Muhammad. I was going to say is that it says that Moshe has one of the Nesainis. This exactly was the Nesain. It's exactly the Nesain why Avram had to pay for something that belonged to him already. No, that was the Nesain. So he promised me one day it'll be mine. What am I paying for today? And that's exactly what the story was. Amar Rabbi Yochanina, Moedim Chacham Rabbi Lezer, Abcham, and Moedim Rabbi Lezer, that the Rabbi Makoine, Beshvil Shakram, the walking works, when it comes to Kramim, when it comes to the road between the vineyards, there's no point in having a road there other than to walk. Therefore, walking is the way to be Koinet. The only purpose it has is to walk, therefore you're kind of by walking. How much space should he give him once the rabbonit that he can carry on him a peckle over there of grapes and be able to turn around and come right back? It has to be wide enough for that to come right back. If there's walls on both sides, so therefore you have to give him a bit more wider space so that when he turns around, he doesn't ruin the grapes that he has. If there's no mechitza there, so he can turn around, and even though the turning around might be in the other guy's property, but he can turn around, then wide enough for him to walk and step 1 foot at a time. Okay, in the Mishnah we learned that derech hayochid is 4 amos. And we had derech harabim with 16 amos like we have in Shus Rabim, and we had derech hamelech has no width, has no breadth, no width. And derech hakeveros has no shear, says the Gemara. Tana, achedim say, how much space should you give? Kidei sheyavar chamoy b'masoy. Now what? We'll see that's a bigger area, that enough for a donkey should be able to go with his peckle. Wide enough for that, which might be wider than 4 amos. So we'll see. Amar alocha kachein alocha like a ched, you need wider than 4 amos. However, tani lin elsewhere. We'll soon see how if it's wider or narrower. Actually, it'll be narrower. We learned elsewhere that Yonah Goyle, we already had before the Yonah Goyle was Shmuel and Karna. I mean, they say, Shnei Gamdim Umachza. They say 2.5 Gamdim. These are smaller Amos. And either 2.5 Amos or 2.5 smaller Amos. And he says here, smaller Amos means, Rashbam says, Mipirkei Adetz Bo'isav, which is from where to where, which perik, which joint? Pirkei.
From a man's elbow to.
Yeah, but that's the normal amma. Normal amma is from a man's elbow to his fingertips. That's what amma is.
Yeah, but a small one, meaning a small man.
Is that what it means, a small man?
I think so.
No. Is that what he says, a small man?
A small amma is
no, small amma, because as opposed to a regular amma, some say it's from your shoulder joint to your finger. But that's really much more than an amma. A foot used to be, anyway, whatever. Okay. The Gemara, Vamar Avuna Lachid Yonah Goyle, Lachid Yonah Goyle, Vamar Avuna Lachid Hachedim, how can it be both? Idividi Chachiruhu, tell you they're both the same shear. A donkey and 2.5 gamdin is the same thing. Derech Harabim Sheisha 16 Amis, Torah Marilin Derech HaYochid 4 Amis, a Yochid need 4 Amis. Derech Mi'ili, if you travel from one state to another, you need a two-way street, each one needs 4 Amis, so it's 8 Amis, you have 2 wagons, Shmoina Amis, 8 Amis. And Derech HaRabim, what's the public street, is Sheish Eseyama. Is 16 Amos. What's the Derech HaRabim? Rashbam says Derech HaRabim is going to eat the top line, a city, Sheyesh Ba Mavir. People walk through it. Sheboyin Derech Sham Erez Echeke. Interesting what he Derech HaRabim. I mean, we look in the Shabbat, Derech HaRabim is any the major street, the 16 Amos in the middle of the city. He comes, and then we had a highway from one city to another. The Rashbam learned Derech HaRabim means that people traveling from city A to city C go through city B. And this is the street that they go through. So it's wider because it's not just for the locals, it's also for foreigners. Interesting shot. Derech Arimikla, what about the roads taking you to Arimikla for these murderers to be able to escape to? That has to be Shloishim Vishtayim Amos, 32 Amos. I'm going to win my car off the passage. If it says, derech, derech, ha-derech. It could have said, derech. Why is it ha-derech? Twice derech, 16 amas. Derech ha-melech in l'shir. If a king wants to take over, how wide is the road? Derech ha-melech, there's no width. A king can do whatever he wants. Sh'ha-melech poid is gedded. He breaks all the fences, lasses like derech to make himself a road. Ve'ein me'machin be'yodah. Nobody can protest and stop him.
Yesterday we learned that the king, if he wants to build, he has to go in a straight path. He can't just zigzag, so he can do quite
with how wide should the road be, as much as he wants. Yeah. As much as he wants. Yeah. Right. How wide should a kaver be? The road to a kaver. There's no shear. Mishum yukada the shich. For the cover of the mace, we don't want to limit the people that be able to go through the levaya. Remember, we had more ksuvas up to 600,000 people, whatever it is. So therefore, we allow them to even trespass on somebody's field in order to escort the mace. If somebody's maimed, the people that the yonit zepoyda say, you have to have a field wide enough that you can actually plant there four kavin. Six kavin is 2/3 of a saw. Tana bomilint, an interesting thing. Moich kivra, a guy while he was alive, we'll see in the next mission. Everybody used to build kvarim in their properties. So a guy who was alive sold his property that had a kivra of his family, everything else. They used to have caves. We'll soon see in the mission, next mission. He sold the road to his cave. The place where you have the mind of the Moshavas, we'll see what that is. He sold that as well. And this is where they stand and they stop and they sit and they say Yeshiva says and all that. Or they do Nichma Velum. Ubeis Hespod, they would do the Hespod. And he sold it. He needed money. Boyin Bnei Mishpacha. The person who bought it is going to suffer now because the family, when this guy dies, they bury him there together with the rest of the family, plot together with the family, even though the buyer doesn't accept, because too bad. Because it's an insult to the Mishpacha, you should never have bought it. We don't do less than 7 standings and Moshavas are sitting lemeis. They used to stop. They used to sit, stop. We'll soon do the Rashbam. We're fasting the Rashbam. What they did it for? Kenege, why did they do that? Because it says by Kehelis 7 times, Hevel Havolim, Havel Havolim, Mama Kehelis, Havel Havolim, Hakel Hevel. So you have 7 times, because Havolim is plural. If twice Havolim is plural, it's a total of 7 Havolim. So therefore, 7 people should reflect on what life is short. And therefore, they shouldn't waste it in Havel Havolim, shouldn't waste the times. And they should spend it properly. Let's do Rashbam. Fascinating Rashbam. What's this whole thing about my modus and my shabbos? Meshiva parallel to the Gemara, but just stop. Meshiva my modus and my shabbos. Rashbam bechazirosan mina kaver. When they return from the kaver, they walk a little bit. Yoishvein, they sit down. Lenachem ha'avul. Why would they sit down to be menachem the avul? Other lahar beitzar al hameis shemes, or to increase and think about the tzar, the pain that the person died. To increase the crying. This is what we said about a person should apply himself to his heart to do tshuva, that a person's life could be a waste. And this, so therefore we want, you need to pause and let it seep in. They stop, and they walk, sit down, so they stand up and they walk a little bit, they sit down again, Kach oisin zayin pom, there's 7 times. Kedei losseis elibam, and the main reason is to imply shechaye adam hevel, that a person's life can be a waste if you don't use it for a meaningful way. So this is what levaya was. My modus and my shavas for this purpose. Vachayid libam. Behind the mefarish the kamei kineged shiva hevel avolim sheksuvim b'roi sefer kahelis. For the 7th time it says there hevel. Kein nira hatam be'enai. But look what he says if I tell. V'reisi kosuv. I saw written in Sfarim, the Rashbam says, you know why you sit down by a levaya? Every time we go to levaya and we leave, we have the shadim, that's why we wash our hands and we leave. We have the shadim escorting us. That's why they were masakin this mind with the Moshe. Eventually, yistalku hashadim aleihem. I guess they also say, you should say this, so the shadim used to leave them.
Why do we do it before?
Why we do?
On the way.
Oh, meaning, I don't know. Yeah, definitely not the second reason.
Yeah, but he says,
we're learning here. He's saying even the first reason, but we don't do the whole thing. Everything changed. We're learning Gemara Sanhedrin, you'll see how they used to do in those days. We don't do it at all. No. The way they used to do it in those days was, the way they used to do it in those days is that the oval stood in one place. All the people walked by, not what we do today, that we stand in one place and the oval walks by. Everything changed. Over time, including this. Why don't I like it? Why then is this? It will soon see in the Gemara that the whole thing depends on a minute. According to this, a shadim hang around, then every levaya we should do this. And yeah, the common minute bin hogatai musa, every place had their own hugim. Void my kineged hevel avon. What does it do with hevel avon? According to this, shadim. Less shadim are called hevel avon. Tell you what, right? Very interesting. At least now you know what my mother's and my shavas, but basil of kufa ubeis. Tell you what, right? How did they do in your place? Look at the time you learned. I'm going to be in Yehuda, in that region, at Israel. But in the early days, they used to do seven times. The old days, they used to do seven times. Keep going, and they would say, "Amdu Yekarim." They would sit down for a little bit. Then there was a gabbai or a shamash or something would say, "Okay, stand up, please, you choshva people. I'm going to stand up." And then he would make an announcement. Shavu you caught him. Sit down, please. Shavu. Amrullah. So that's what they used to do. So they had a gab. It was very organized. So Amrullah. If that's all they did was Avbe Shabbos Mutalazik, and then why not on Shabbos when they come back from Levaya? Why do they do the same thing? We'll see soon how that's possible. The moral last question. How is that possible? Yeah. Mutalazikin. So they argue with him. The sister of Rabbi Papa, having a civil of Avya, was married to Rabbi Avya. She died. So they made for her this treatment of my mother's summer shabbos. Rabbi said, Rabbi Avya made two mistakes. First of all, she ain't oisin el v'kravim. The only ones who did the mime but the moshe was not the whole crowd that came for Levaya, only the relatives who were not sitting shiva. That was not the parents or the siblings of the children, but cousins and uncles. They're the ones who did that in order to be Menachem Avol and so on. Ella b'kreivim v'hu and Yudav Avia Avad Afil b'chaykim. You did everyone, number one. Number two, with Todd, the second mistake you made was Shein Oysen Elvim B'rishim. You only do on the day of the Levaya, v'hu Avad B'yam Sheini. And you did it on the second day. That was a happen. Abaya Amar Bar Abba made another mistake. Shein Oysin Elabesa Kvarer. We only do this around the cemetery. But Wasabi is in the middle of the city. Rav Amar Bar Namita. Another mistake he made. Shein Oysin El Mokshinogu. Most places, the place with no minig. But just answer your question. We don't do it. It's only a place with a minig. But Hakaloi Nog. And here the minig is not to do this. Mace will ask a question. Omrullah, you said, Im Kane, if so, Abish Abbas Mutalas Kane. It says that we just said before, if all it is sitting down and standing up, why can't we do it in Shabbos? But if you're telling me it has to be done on the same day and only by the base of Kvodas, who finds himself in a cemetery on Shabbos? Omrullah, Im Kane, if so, Abish Abbas Mutalas Kane. If I'm the base of Kvodas, if I'm the base of Kvodas, my boy, what in the world are people doing in a cemetery on Shabbos? The Gemara, and because cemeteries, why not? Because cemeteries were always outside of the city. It's Chum Shabbos. And it would be Ir Hasmucha Leves HaKvaris, Damtu Ben Hashmashas. They buried him Friday afternoon, Ben Hashmashas, and the cemetery was in the middle of the city, or right next to the city, less than Chum Shabbos. So they buried him when they were allowed to, and now they're heading back. It's already Shabbos. So the Gemara's question is, if all Maim and the Moshav is sitting down and standing up, then why can't you do that on Shabbos as well? Who said he can? Maybe he could. What?
That would be the only reason you can't have a Levaya on Shabbos. It's outside the...
And you're not allowed to dig. What do you mean? You're not allowed to dig. You're not all that. But...
We have buried in the property.
That will have the next mission.
Hang on, but if you can make a police
report... That probably
doesn't remain in the future. Not everyone. Those who did. Yeah, but we're looking at basic quotas, so it's talking about... Maybe in the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the Mishnah, they did those kuvin, and in the times of the Gemara, which is Rab Avya, Rami, Rab Papa, they really were normal.
If you can make a place on Shabbos and cap, why can't you?
Because the Torah, we learned the Torah. The Yom Hashmi, yeah. We were a pasuk. Last week's Parsha. Okay, let's just start the Mishnah here. Anyway, Hamoicher, Mokum Lechavedoi Lassel, Le Kevet. You see from the Mishnah how they used to make the kvar. Somebody sells to his friend a place to build, you know, a little graveyard for his family. Or somebody's mekabel from his friend the right to make a kevet. What's a kevet? Oisa toicha shel maida. This is what you do. You make yourself a cave to dal am l'sheish. You make yourself an area, a cave of 4 amas wide, 6 amas depth or length. People used to be buried vertically, and the way they used to do it is a person's width is an amma. So they used to go like this. We decided each kuch should be only one amma wide. That's all we need. And we'll see four ammas high. I'm achlekes shayni whether a person's three ammas tall, we give it more space, or a person's four ammas tall. But each one was an amma wide. But we need a space between each one also of an amma. So we had three on the right side, three on the left side, and two opposing sides. We have three on the right side, so that's three ammas. Each caver took up an amma. The space between the three is two spaces. That's another two ammas, five. And then you have a half an amma space between the first caver and the four wall. So you have a total of six ammas on the right side, six ammas on the left, which is three kvarim. And then the back wall, which is only four ammas, you have two kvarim. So you have the two ammas of the caver, you have an amma between his three, and half amma on both sides. That's how you get four ammas. Says the Gemara. So that's what you do. You have all the pictures there. Yeah. Shalosh mekan, v'shalosh mekan, v'shnai mekenegdan. You have three and three, and then you have two at opposite side. If you look right here in the middle, you see, look on the Rashi on the left side, you see a picture of a chatzer, 6x6. On the right side, you have a maida, and the left side, you have a maida. The maida is vaval dalet, so you have three kuchin on the right side, three on the left, and amma space between. And then you have opposing, you have two kuchin there. Okay. The kuchin arkan arba amas, v'reiman sheva. The kuchin is arba amas orkam. So the length is four amas. V'roimen sheva shivel. Sorry. So forget. So the kuchin were four amas long. So they went. Sorry. So we're talking about actually maybe horizontal, but they're four amas long, and the height was seven tfachim. The height was seven tfachim, and remember the rule we always learn. When we talk female, we use numbers that look sound like male. When we talk male, we use numbers that sound female. So when it says arba, which sounds male, which is actually female, so it's amos. When we say it's supposed to be shiva, when it's shiva, which is female, which is really male, then it's tfachim. Okay, v'rachva and shisha, the six tfachim wide. However, Rabbi Shimon says, he says you allow for more kvarim. You make the inside of the maida sheish amas al shmoina 6x8. Why? Because we can have a lot more kvarim. You'll have actually 13. Look at the next picture on the bottom. It's 8x6 according to him, right? If it's 8x6, you have four kuchin on each side. Four takes up four amas. The space in between of an amma is three. That's seven amas. Half an amma on each corner is eight amas. So you have four on each side. That's eight. And because the opposite of you is six amas, so you have the opposite of course is six. So you have the three on the end. Three plus the space in between is an amma. That's two. That's five. And then half an amma on each side. And then he adds, ushloisha. Sorry. Shloisha asa kuch, arba mekan, baba mekan, four on the right, four on the left. Shloisha mekinegan, three opposing sides, so that's already 11. And then echad mi yemin ha-pesach ve-echad min ha-smoil. You make two, but not on the entrance coming in, because we don't want the wall to fall apart. It's in the opposite end, it's two in the opposite end. That's if you're making more, another, yeah. Then he continues. This now goes with everybody. But you make a chatzah right in between sheish al sheish. You have an area in front of the cave, which is 6x6. This gives enough space for the coffin, the kovre, and the people who are holding on the coffin to be able to turn around to go into the different mitres. You need that space. And how many mitres are open to this chatzah? Two, like the first Rashi there. You see one on the right, one on the left. Achaz mekan v'achaz mekan. Reb Shimon argues here as well, and he says arba la'arba ruchasei. He says you have four to the four sides. So you have two opinions here. According to Reb Shimon, you make a lot. You have a big family. You make a lot of kvarim. You could have on one property. You have four different mitres. Each mitre is 11 people. So you have 44 people can be buried in one little family cemetery in the property. Okay. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees with both of them. He says hakol lefi asela. It all depends how strong the ground is. If it's very soft, yeah, the soil. If it's strong, yeah. If the soil is tough, you can have as many kvarim as you want. If it's very soft, you can have even less than what the chacham say. It all depends. You get a surveyor to come and have a look. Tomorrow, Mitzvah.